Hare Krishna. Just found out that glass didn't know about. So this is their position of the living entities in the material world very clearly here. It's been explained by Kapila Dev. Material world means dukkhalayam asashvatam. That's explained by Krishna, that the real position of the living entities is we are placed in this material world. It's a place of misery. And he explained here very clearly, isn't he? Before even we are out of the womb, we are afflicted with so much suffering. Bitten by worms while we're in the womb, and we're stuck in the very tight, small place. We can't move, and it's mentioned that the mother's eating hot food and all types of food, maybe smoking and drinking. So all that you're inflicted on the child, the infant that's very tender, the body. There's so much suffering, and the worst thing is you're stuck in there, you're not able to do anything about it. You can't complain or anything. You're stuck in there. 9 months. And everyone's thinking, this is the family life, and it's so wonderful, we can't wait to have a family. But we're not seeing the consequences of the what is. We want the pleasure of being in the material pleasure, but there is also so much suffering involved in this material condition of life. This is why just yesterday Nrisimhadev's appearance and the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj is that one practices Krishna consciousness and understand the transcendental knowledge from the early age. So we can be aware of these things. What is the material world and the spiritual world, and understand and compare how we are placed here. It's not a place for us to be here forever. Most astonishing thing, I always, in the back of my mind, I always know that we live such a short time, but yet there are people not thinking that we are here a very short time, but yet people are making plans to stay here for so long. People who are visiting in this city, they stay in a hotel, but everyone knows we are in a hotel, you only stay there for a few days or a week, whatever, but you know that you have to vacate. But we are still making plans. No one is thinking that all these things we are here is going to be end one day. So the suffering in the material world, asashvatam, Krishna explained, there's endless suffering. Very little pleasure. Pleasure is this much. Suffering is this much. You think you will enjoy, and we make so many plans. Sell your home to educate in Australia, not in India, so you can afford to have a better education here and perhaps get a nice place here. And the future, you'll have a better family. So there's so much plan, but no one is thinking that all this is going to be a short term. This is why I say, as a sadhu, a devotee, we always understand, it's mentioned here, that we have to be always understand the knowledge, practice Krishna consciousness through knowledge to understand that the position we are put in is a temporary position. Temporary situation, like the person living in the hotel. They have to vacate after a while. Can't stay there forever. So this material world, we are here. Luckily, it's a blessing. It's nice that we are not placed here forever. Who wants to be like in a family? Family life is also for short term. Even as devotees, we get carried away. Think, oh, my son, my daughter, oh, they're demigods. They're born in Hare Krishna. They might be demigods. Sometimes speak like that. I was in Italy once. I'm also, my parents are devotees, you know, in the Gurukul and everything. So they had a Gurukul a meeting. And the parents were saying, you know, our children, they're demigods. You know, some of them are, maybe. But I think everyone who has come in contact with Krishna consciousness, you're no less than a demigod, as mentioned in Bhagavatam. One who is chanting Hare Krishna is better than demigods. But we do not think that, oh, they're like so great. You know, having a child and you know the all the things, you know, so much, it's not a pleasing thing. Every parent knows the mother have to carry the baby for so long, and the mother's feeling sick, and they're always very grumpy, and maybe snatch at you, who knows, all kinds of things, and the boss, the guy have to put up with all that. But it's very difficult situation the child is put in, and then when they're born, they are crying constantly day and night, and you think, you know, what the problem, you don't know what the problem is, because they can't express. And so you give them medicine, and wrong medicine make them even more sick. Who knows? So they are constantly crying day and night, and you can't sleep at night, and yeah, what to speak of. So you think before you're married, you have a very good life. You don't have children, and then that doesn't last long. When you have children, then that's it. Our pleasure is over. There's so much crying and suffering in the home. 70% of your pleasurable time is cut. It just become miserable. So that is the real, that is material pleasure, material family life. Srila Prabhupada said, all my devotees, all my disciples, this whole movement, they are my family. You want family? We have a bigger family than ever. We have Krishna's family, so big. All the sisters and brothers and God brothers, God sisters. This is the transcendental family. There's no better family than this. Actually, Krishna's family is so wonderful. Before I joined, I just knew a few people in a family in India, you know, here and there. But after becoming a devotee, I have friends all over the world. And now it's easier. You got it in the Facebook. You can make more friends. And so many friends, devotee friends. Everywhere I go, I have friends. And some gone away. But so a real family is a family of devotees. Krishna's family. They say the magazine, folk magazine, Friends of Lord Krishna. That's a fact, because, you know, I know someone, sometimes the closest friend, they can be the more the enemy of you. In the time of need, they don't help you. They want to borrow money or something other, you ask your relative. They don't give. If they do give, they don't give back. Stuff like that, I heard. Krishna never fails. Krishna is sitting in our heart. Who can be the better friend than Krishna? He's sitting in our own heart. So we say, oh, my family, my... But Krishna, he's the best friend, he's the best family. When you are in trouble, oh, there's no one there to help you. Your wife, your husband, your children, they're all working here and there, but Krishna is always there for us. So you have to see what are the consequences. Don't try to see everything in short term. See the suffering, the material world, the pleasure of enjoyment in the material world is very limited. More suffering, a little bit pleasure. So if we always, the highest pleasure of Krishna consciousness is when we can experience the process of chanting Hare Krishna and chanting and dancing, that is the highest pleasure. We're not aspiring for material happiness. This is why you see Narad Muni. He's a eternal brahmachari. And he initiated once 60,000 disciples. I was talking with you, 60,000. The last time there was initiation here, there was a big festival. I went out, there was one person getting initiated. But it's a very big event. But just imagine initiating 60,000 people. 60,000. I remember last time in Mayapur, a long time back, Jayapataka Maharaj initiated around 50 or 60 people. Maybe more, up to 100 people. But 60,000, and turned them all into brahmacharis. And then that was they were all the sons of Daksha, and he cursed him. That you were just going around initiating people and turning them into brahmacharis. He cursed him not to be in one place more than a couple of days, because if he stays too long, he'll make everyone brahmachari. Who knows? Actually, so the idea is always see things in a transcendental way. Study transcendental knowledge. Experience Krishna consciousness. Don't make it mechanical. Try to understand things that behind what is the meaning that we are doing all these things for. Why do we have this festival and we're sitting here in this temple? You could be just going out early, catch a train, go to work, come home and have a family life, good life. They say, get back to work, have a good life, come to Australia, and the nice sunshine, and the beaches and stuff. I've been here already 8 months. I haven't gone to the beach yet. We're so busy in Krishna consciousness, serving here. We don't even think. The ocean is right there. I just go there for a japa walk time to time. We are so busy in serving here. We don't have time to think that, here I have some little bit of time, I go to the beach. No, or just relax in the sun. So we take our pleasure in serving Krishna. So I don't have time to be even sick. And then when you have a lot of time, you think, I have this problem, that problem. Then you get sick, because it all starts here. If you're not sick, how are you? Oh, I'm feeling this. So you think of sick, you become more sick. This is part of yoga. It all starts in your mind, consciousness. Krishna consciousness, if you're thinking of Krishna, because Krishna is the most beautiful and most healthy. He is God, it's no question of sickness. So if you're thinking of the most beautiful person and perfect in every way, then you become perfect. But if you're always thinking sick, 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 you become sick. I think, sore back, too much dancing. or too much singing, I have sore throat. It's just short term. Don't even think about it. Think, how wonderful it is. I feel so great. Just a little bit of sore throat. Maybe it's ecstasy from, there's a symptom of Krishna consciousness that you feel, you choke the throat with your singing, and tears come, and hair stand on end. Stuff like that. But you all get sore throat. But think in a positive way. And it will affect on you. It's Krishna consciousness. We need to experience that. Experiencing Krishna consciousness is all start how we conduct ourselves. How we associate with others. How we practice the Krishna consciousness. This can be just theory. I was suffering in the womb. And I forgot now. And never mind. Don't think about it. But we are hearing every day. It's written in the Bhagavatam. Why is it written here? So remind us that this place is suffering. Once we are, we don't remember our childhood because it's forgotten. What to speak when we are actually in the womb? We forgot that. But now we think, everything is fine. I'm very happy. But where's the happiness? If you can take this finger, you can crush the finger in many, many ways. Crush it, bite it, put salt, put in hot water, break it, or there's many ways. There's so much suffering, this finger. How many ways can you actually enjoy this finger? Oh, feels good. Rub on it. That's all. That's about it. There's not much pleasure with this body. But if we engage this body in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada used to always give the example of the microphone. It's a material object, but when you use this in serving Krishna, it becomes transcendental. Where you can take this microphone and sing all the things, like they do in the clubs and pubs and in the nightclubs and places like that, or in the Hindi songs. But you can sing Hare Krishna, glorify Krishna, talk about Krishna. This becomes ritual. Same way our body. Our body is it's just a dead matter, dead flesh. Sometimes devotees, they go shopping, they say very loudly, "Oh, look at them, they're eating dead flesh, they're buying dead flesh." They say it more loudly so they can make them hear. "Oh yeah, oh yeah." I remember one kid, very small, said, "Oh, you're a carmi." You know, a devotee kid, very small, "You are a carmi." And then the parents and the guy said, "What? What's a carmi?" And the mother said, "Never mind. It's he's just saying that." "You're a carmi." That's what they are. But we if we are not practicing Krishna consciousness, if you're not understanding this knowledge, like this, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching, from childhood, they're learning how to become a materialistic person. Earn a lot of money and live a good life. All of a sudden, tragedy comes. I was living in Hong Kong, there's one rock star, very famous, a lot of money and everything, you know, rock star. And then he jumped himself from a building. And he had all his money and still not happy. And he gave all his money to his gay friend. Sorry. Not even to his family.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Material world is a place of... Everyone's crazy. If you're not serving Krishna, you're crazy, actually. Everyone's crazy. According to Prabhupada. We don't say to everyone, "Oh, you're crazy." But we have to make it so nice, we preach so nicely, and they can get the knowledge in a way. Like yesterday, there's one lady, a Russian lady, came to the kitchen, said, "I want to help. So I'm cooking for Crossways, everything's cut up, everything. I don't need any help." And so I thought, maybe just engage her. So today I'm cooking. So I said, "I got the vegetable from yesterday to cut up for today, for me to, because I'm here." So she's cutting up. She was asking, "What's the devotee?" I said, "Okay, but make sure you don't cut your hand." You're talking with all this Krishna conscious philosophy while you're cutting the vegetable. I said, I was telling her that, I was telling her that here is a devotee, and she said, "I'm also a devotee." I didn't know what level she was, devotee or not. Then I said, "Yeah, everyone's a devotee." I had to change her to make her happy. So, "Yeah, I'm also a devotee. How you can say, you know, they are a devotee? Who am I then?" I said, "Yeah, anyone who chants Hare Krishna is a devotee." So I had to tell her. So there are people coming here, and they are devotees. If you are not a devotee, you will not choose to come to Krishna consciousness, this temple. I know, like, ever since I've been here, there are certain people, they're only here for lunchtime. After Sharon time, they walk in. I haven't seen them sitting in the class or chanting, just there, looking for a plate in the kitchen or something. They know where everything is. Where the Sharon room, dining hall, where to get the plates. They know everything about. But don't worry, that's okay, because they are coming here, taking prasadam, associating with us. They're familiar with Krishna consciousness. It's not that we need to drag them here, chant in their ear, like Jagai Madhai. But always see that they are very fortunate. We are very fortunate to be here practicing Krishna consciousness, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, after many, many years, people, the living entities come to take shelter of him. Out of that, one may be surrendered. And you want that. Out of bahuna janmana amante, after many, many thousands of years, one is fortunate enough to take shelter of Krishna. And that person is you. It's you. Someone saying, oh, you made Prabhupada, you took initiation. But you are just as fortunate because you are connected to this movement, to Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada himself, of course, he left India to go to the most, the foreign place was the most difficult place to spread Krishna consciousness.
Preach
Krishna consciousness. Under the tree where there is there's nothing. There's no facility. You are sitting under the tree, chanting Hare Krishna. We have everything here. It's all by the mercy of Prabhupada. This wonderful temple. I remember there's one, long time back, there's one one devotee came from Gauriya Math. And he said, I want to see the Prabhupada's establishment. So, you don't see so much. He wanted to see Prabhupada's temples, ISKCON temple, outside of India. And he came to Melbourne. He was like amazed. He was just looking, the deities are there, just looking around here, and chandeliers and the wall. How opulent it is. And having been to the Gauriya Math, the temple in India, it's very simple. It's like they didn't have much, you know, it's maybe monkeys running through, you know, and you know, the animals come to the temple. There's nothing like this temple. So beautiful and so clean and so and so opulent. See, I was amazed by the Srila Prabhupada's achievement of ISKCON. So this is what we have today. This is all the mercy of Prabhupada. His hard work. One person, Srila Prabhupada. And I've heard when Srila Prabhupada left India to board the ship, he was the only one, maybe just one friend. No one came to even say, you know, like, have a nice day and have a nice trip and goodbye. And then Prabhupada came back, and so many people want to, you know, they want to cut what Prabhupada achieved. They want some of it from Prabhupada's achievement. But we have to always remember, due to Prabhupada's hard work, that we have today, everything we have today. One man's. It's easy now. So we say, oh, but always remember, it's by the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Krishna, if we have anything, achievement, it's all by their mercy. Then we will be successful. You go on the street, selling, distributing books, or anything you do, always think by praying to your guru, spiritual master. They say that's why we all sing. The first program in the morning is Mangal Arati. And we sing Gurvastaka, the prayers to spiritual master. By the mercy of guru, we can be successful in Krishna consciousness. We have difficulty sense control. We have difficulty with practicing Krishna consciousness. So many problems in our heart. The gurus can bless, Vaishnavas can bless. Every Indian people they know, oh sadhu, oh, and they don't want to jump on your feet sometime. Because they know the guru, a Vaishnava, they can bless you. They have the power to bless you, to take away all those dirt in our heart. Don't think that only they have the power to just give you Krishna consciousness. They can give you material things also, anything you want. But don't go to Krishna, give me a big house and a car and a family. See the situation. Ask for love for Krishna, which is not easy to get. Ask for love for Guru. Ask for love for Vaishnavas. Love for all the living entities. This, we don't have that. We can have everything material, but to get love for Krishna, that we need to pray to Krishna, pray to Radharani. She has the love for Krishna. She's never, I mean, you never came to a temple, you see Radha is not there. He's somewhere else. She's always next to Krishna. We are here and there, but Radharani is never separated from Krishna. There is no divorce between Radha and Krishna. Eternal relationship. We go on trying to enjoy, but she, Radharani, sometimes, you know, there is some difficulty between Krishna and Radha, but that she's always loyal to Krishna. In mature world, especially in the Western country, they never talk about loyalty. Foreign word. Nobody talks. Loyal. What's loyal? Kids, they leave the home, immediately they're arguing with the parents. They can't wait to leave home. Whether it's a Chinese family or Indian family, they stay together. Always stay together. Even when they are, before they are married, the parents will divide land for them, and a place for them, and money put aside. That's the system in India. Here, they can't wait for you to get out of the house, get your own. I remember my friend when I was living in Sydney, his parents were very, very wealthy. And they own a building right in the middle of city, Sydney. Big, big building. And his son was just didn't have a job and going around, long hair, like a hippie. And he didn't have money. So he asked his parents to help him. He said, "Oh, get a job." He told him to get a job. He can help me, he has so much money. And then he ended up becoming a devotee. He used to take Pasharam like crossways. In Sydney we have a place called Mukundas. And then they just eat all the old khichdi and like that. Not that nice, but they were eating. Then they became devotees. And he told us the story. And he took me one day to his house. And they had so much opulent, a swimming pool, and a big car, and a dog, and all the things. And he was living in ashram, very happy. So, Western wealth, you may think, "Oh, I want to be wealthy." What is wealth? Real wealth is bhakti, love for Krishna. He is satisfied. Everybody is satisfied. Just taking a little bit of pusharam, very happy. Chanting Hare Krishna, happy. You bring a big plate of pusharam, rasagula, and rasamalai, and pakora, everything, halwa. Let's take one tulsi. Thank you. Very happy. I took a big plate of pusharam, so much, so opulent. I was a little like this guy here. I won't eat the whole thing. Give it to me. But they won't give it to me. They took it to sannyasi. And she said, "One tulsi." I think, wow, I don't be like that. I want one tulsi. He didn't give it to me because I know I'll take the whole thing. Took it to Maharaj. Just took tulsi. Then I understood that the real love, real pleasure is not just eating, filling up. And once, it doesn't matter, rasgulla or a pakora or a custard halwa or apple crumble or whatever, or puri. Once it's passed the tongue, it's all the same under the stomach. You don't feel anything. You chew for a couple of minutes, and then it goes down the throat, it's all the same in your stomach. And it passes it out. That's the reality. Without thinking, you're thinking, "Wow, I'm going to enjoy that." And you work and you cook, but it's gone in a minute. All that hard work. So enjoyment is so limited. Suffering, like I said, is this much. And God knows you feel sick. I ate the chapati was this thick the other day. It's very thick, like a paratha. I had paratha before. Then you feel sick. His paratha was made for. And then I ate like, "Well, yeah, I'm going to have like 5. I was thinking I was 25. You know, so I'm now old. So I ate, and I felt sick for a whole day. I was constipated. So the thing is, we are thinking we're the enjoyer. We're not the enjoyer. When you take a little bit with thinking this is Krishna's mercy, that's what pusharam means, Krishna's mercy. So you always try to see in a way that's Krishna in the center, what we do. If you think of Krishna, if you pray to Krishna, then spiritual, material things become spiritual. There's no suffering. I was thinking, "I have a backache, I have a headache, and I have sore throat. I don't want to get up. I have this problem with the devotees there. I don't want to see. I don't want to go there today. You know, those people, just it's true Krishna conscious for me. They're just stay away a little bit, few days. It's, you know, I appreciate them more because I'm separation away from them. So when I go there, I will appreciate them more. So I stay away a little bit. So there's so many things the mind will tell us, you know. But actually, like I said, when you join in, when you throw yourself, you have to literally throw yourself in Krishna consciousness. Then you feel good. Literally. Every time I say, oh, I have to lead Bikirtan, that's my, you know, I can't, I have, you know, yesterday was too much work, I have backache, and I didn't do yoga, and so many things. When I came here, this energy is flowing out. It's all Krishna's mercy. I could sing and play the drum. Then just when I finish, when I stop, I feel the pain. But actually, when you're doing it, in the middle of your Krishna consciousness, there's no problem. Like there's the problem, we create the problem. So you are this, you are that. And I said, you don't have a problem. You make your own problem. Maharaji, you don't have a problem. They all argue. Maharaji and the husband. I remember it was a Brahmachari Sydney temple. So all the Maharajis and the Grihasthas, and they used to come to me and say, can you talk to my husband? You know, they have a problem. Because I was friends with everyone. They said, yeah, sure. I tell them. I read from Bhagavatam. Straight. There was one temple president, Auckland Temple, Bhrigu Prataprabhu, you know him? He's very famous for book distribution. But he somehow ended up becoming a temple president in Auckland. So, yeah, you know, you're a president, or, you know, everyone's coming to you with a headache and what the problem is. You think, oh, I want to become president. I want to become... You don't know the headache you have to go through. Very simple. You don't have, you know, you can just chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to worry about anything. That's the best position. So then, he used to read to them Bhagavatam. That's all. Anyone had a problem, they'd go to see him, and he'd read them Bhagavatam. That's all. And they got fed up with him. They removed him. You're not giving them the solution. Just reading from the Bhagavatam. But actually, answer is here. But everybody wants so many answers. You know, it's like this. You know, not like this. So, the answer is here, but we don't want to take it. We want some kind of esoteric consciousness or type of answer from others. But actually, if we really serious about Krishna consciousness, we can pray to Krishna. That's what chanting Hare Krishna means, praying. Oh no, I have to chant Nishingada prayer, then Guru Pranam, chanting Hare Krishna, many things. It's all good. But you can chant Hare Krishna. Just that's all. So when you chant Hare Krishna, automatically you're praying to Krishna. Chanting is a prayer. What form of, oh Radharani, oh Krishna, please. And you see, problems just shoot off, go away. Problems just gone. You don't get it. This is why every devotee can do so much work. They can sing, they can go on Harinam, they can cook, they can give a class, talk to the people, multi-purpose. The cooking, only Shudras. And then Pujari, the Brahmanas. Everyone is doing service to Krishna, equally important. Vaishnava Brahmana. So in Krishna consciousness, we can do all the things for Krishna. Yeah, gopis in Vrindavan, they were cooks. They're only cooking for Krishna. They you know, they weren't just in the puja or anything. They are highest devotee. So highest devotee can do anything for Krishna. But we have to understand the basic things is that this material world. But they're not thinking this material world. They're thinking everything spiritual. They're always Krishna conscious. Even the material world is a Krishna conscious place. a pure devotee, like the highest platform, he's seeing everything, everyone's devotee. He's not seeing a karmi or anything. They are seeing everyone's devotee. Krishna is in their heart. This short term, they'll be, after a while, they'll be devotees. So, but we need to see the differences. What is the material world? And sometimes we don't understand just by hearing. We need to experience the suffering. This is why there's a four ashrams. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. I want to be Sannyas. Our goal is not to be just Sannyas or a Grihastha or a Brahmachari. Our goal is to love Krishna whatever, wherever you are. I used to think, I want to be just Sannyas. There are four Kumaras. The Brahmacharis for life, eternally Brahmacharis. They don't want to be anything else. So, the idea, even in the spiritual world, there's not like there's Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. They are all serving Krishna. Only in this world, there are four ashrams. So, you can have the four ashrams or ask for training. So, we can learn to become a good sannyasi. We can learn to become a good grihastha and our perfection in an ashram. So, there is a system. But the idea is to become lover of Krishna. Perfect our life completely Krishna, any ashram, but the ashram helps you to become better Krishna conscious. That's why the system is there. Not that the ashram, I have to be in that ashram, that's the purpose. The purpose is to become a good devotee of Krishna, a lover of Krishna, to understand everything perfectly through philosophy, Krishna conscious knowledge. Hare Krishna. I didn't have time to study and all this. Any questions? Nishingadev festival is wonderful, huh? The other day? I was thinking, wow, all the authority and everybody, whoever, even cooks, they think, wow, whew, next festival, Hachamaswami. We have a break. But actually, it depends. Living in this temple is like every day is a Janmashtami type of work. So much work here. They say in the spiritual world there is a festival every day. Of course, they don't have to work hard. It's all automatic. They don't have a material body. They don't feel so much suffering. Like here, we have to really work for it. But when you work in Krishna consciousness, even with a material body, and when you do for Krishna, you will feel good. If you're in the spiritual world, where do you go to preach? Everyone is serving Krishna. So where is the fun? But the fun is, serving Krishna is fun, but while we are here, we have this opportunity to be able to really progress Krishna consciousness in this way. It's a struggle, but that's the fun. If everything is so easy and you're going to become Krishna conscious, it is easy to become Krishna conscious. It's up to you. But there is an initial struggle. But that struggle is where we feel that pleasure is there, because we know this is out of love we're doing for Krishna. Out of love. So you don't see it as suffering. You see it's... And Prabhupada used to see, he heard the Bombay temple was being built. He heard all the construction. He was not able to sleep. Daytime nap. But they said, all this is music to my ear, because they're building a temple. So there's, when we have trouble in life, we always turn to Krishna. And we see Krishna will reduce the sufferings. And it becomes very sweet. No questions? Yeah? Anybody? If no questions, that's okay. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.